Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about a place that a lot of people that went to Jessamine County Schools back in the day would stop at before and after school. It was called Hager's Grocery, located on Maple Street. We'll talk to Carmen Hager Poor about the store, memories of her parents, her grandparents, and her great-grandparents who opened it. Right after this word from one of our fine sponsors here at Jess FM.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Randall Tuning. Let me help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me and my team handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me, State Farm Agent Randall Tuning in Nicholasville at 887-1243. And get to a better state with State Farm.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday. We continue to learn more about people, places, and things of our county. Today, we're going to talk about a place that I would almost bet every person that ever went to Jessamine County High stopped at before or after they went to school. It's located on Maple Street for many, many years. There's still a business there, but not the business we're going to talk about. It was called Hager's Grocery. And folks, if you lived in Jessamine County, and as I said, that was the way you went to Jessamine County High, most people did, from Nicholasville, you stopped there in the mornings or in the afternoons for one reason or the other. So anyway, today we're going to talk to the granddaughter, great-granddaughter of both owners and daughter of some of all the owners there. Her name's Carmen Poor. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about Hager's Grocery. You know, my remembrances of Hager's Grocery is what I just said, is passing by there, because I live on the east side of the county, which was raised on the east side. But when I got to the point of going into high school, well, even junior high, and riding the bus, well, I guess even Warner, was riding by and seeing that store sit there at what is the Y, if you will. One way went toward Wilmore as far as the Harrisburg Road area. The other way went to Shun Pike. Then when it got to the point to where I drove to school, it was stopping there. And you grew up in this. You mm-hmm. saw this pretty much all your life. Let's start, before we talk about the store, let's go back as far as we can. The store originally was opened by what, your great-grandfather?
My great-grandfather, Vince Hager. Mm-hmm. In 1954, and he was the sheriff of Jessamine County at that time.
Was he sheriff first, or was he store owner first? Do you know?
I believe he was sheriff first, okay. Because the sheriff's office was held in the garage behind the store.
Really?
At that time, yes.
Do you know, and you know, when you go back that far, sometimes it's hard to know. Do you know why he decided to open a store?
I do not.
So he just,
I do not know that.
For some reason. Mm-hmm. But he had the sheriff's office there, too.
Yep, in the garage, which is right behind the store.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, so he is opened the store, you said 1954. Mm-hmm. Now tell us who his kids were that would have come on down to you.
Okay, so Vince is my great-grandfather. My grandfather, Roy Lee Hager, which is his son, married my grandmother, Louise Hager, who bought the store from Vince in 1966.
So his son and daughter-in-law bought the store. Mm-hmm. First, who your grandmother? What was her
Louise
maiden name?
Hager.
Was she a Hager?
Her maiden name is Rader.
Okay.
She was from Woodford County.
Oh, from Woodford.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So somehow they hooked up and they decided to buy the store from her father-in-law, your great-grandfather.
Right. Yes.
Do we know about when, you said 60 when?
1966.
Okay.
Is when they bought the store from Vince.
So you would have come into the world when they owned it.
That's correct.
Okay. So they run it for how long?
My grandparents started in 1966 and actually owned the store up until it was closed in 98. Of course, my grandfather passed away in 1990. So it was just my grandmother's at the time. Mm-hmm. And my parents, Butch and Brenda Hager, mm-hmm. and my aunt and uncle, Bruce and Patsy Trishler, ran the store for my grandmother mm-hmm. up until August of 98.
Did they always do that?
Yes.
Now, Butch, your dad.
Butch is my dad.
Roy, right?
Roy Lee Jr., but everybody knows him by Butch.
Yep. And your Aunt Patsy. Were they the only two kids?
Marty. Marty Hager.
Oh, Marty.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about Marty.
Yep.
I hate that.
He was...
Because Marty, I went to school with Marty.
Yes, he's deceased now, but yeah. he was there. He didn't do a lot of working with, as far as in the store, but mm-hmm. he was always around to help when we needed mm-hmm. him. So
So it's those three kids.
Those three kids, yes.
Did your dad and Patsy always do that?
That's all they ever did.
Really?
Yep. So 28 years, that's what they did. That's where I was, you know, raised there to work, and my sister and I were there. So I started working when I was 9, and that's all I really knew. They worked every other day from 6:30 in the morning until 9:30 at night, and that was 7 days a week. Uh-huh. They closed one day a year, and that was Christmas Day. And they may close early, like on Thanksgiving, for a couple hours, but that was their set schedule. We never got to go on vacations because we were at the store every day.
All right, so let me understand this. Your mom and dad, mm-hmm. and by the way, I want to get into kind of who they are a little bit more in a minute. Your mom and dad, Roy, Butch, and Brenda, yes. they would work, for instance, Monday, and then Patsy
and Bruce
would come in on Tuesday, and so on and so on.
Yes.
Really? And they worked the whole day?
The whole day.
And because I can remember going in there, mm-hmm. and, you know, one day, I didn't know that, but yeah, you would see one day. But I don't remember ever seeing them together, and I guess
right. That's
why.
Yep.
Now, the husband and wives were together.
Yes, that was the husband and wife that worked together. Now, Patsy and Bruce do not have children, so mm-hmm. my mom and dad were a little lucky because they had my sister and I to help mm-hmm. them some mm-hmm. when it was their turn to work. So
let's talk about that. Tell us, we know who your dad was. Your dad born to the Hagers. Talk about your mom.
My mom is Brenda. Mm-hmm. Her maiden name is Stotts. Her dad is Hugh Stotts, mm-hmm. and her mom is Laura Jane. And they were married in 1970.
And she's Nookie's. Nookie is a brother,
yes,
right?
Correct.
And Tim.
Tim Stotts, yes.
Is there any more than those three?
There is. There's Dale, Edna Dale Stotts, and Laura.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Five kids.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So she was a Stotts. Do you know how your mom and dad came to be? I mean, how did they get
together?
Well,
they went to high school together. They dated in high school. And then my dad went off to the Navy and came back, and they were married in 1970. So.
And they have two children.
Myself and my sister, Laura. And we were, you know, I was 9 years old, and I can remember sitting at the counter and waiting on people and sold cigarettes to people. And you can't do that.
When you were nine?
When I was 9 years old, yes.
Now, they sold, of course, they sold that, and they sold grocery items and stuff. Mm-hmm. They weren't into selling beer or alcohol or anything like that.
No, there was no alcohol there, no.
But they did they have a meat counter?
Yes.
A deli kind of
thing? So they're known for their bologna and cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
People would stop in there. I remember Janet Welch would always say, she had to come to Hager's Grocery because she wouldn't get her bologna anywhere else. So, yeah.
Now, going on with who's who, tell us a little bit about Laura, then I'm going to ask about you.
Okay. So, Laura's my sister. She has one daughter, Riley. She's a hairdresser here in town. Mm-hmm. So, it's just her and I. And I'm married to David Poor.
You kind of got a rough one there.
Yeah, I do.
David and I have to explain. David and I we go back before David and I were even born. I guess my mom and his mom became friends mm-hmm. when they were like 5 years old. You know, we're talking 80 years almost here that they've been together. Got a picture, and I know you've seen it. Got a picture of David and myself and my brother. I think they dressed us on Easter. It's back when they used to put you in the hats and the little shorts
suspenders.
And the cats and all that stuff. Yeah, pretty embarrassing. But anyway, you're married to David Poor. David's trailer sales mm-hmm. up on North Main. And you got two.
We have two daughters. Savannah is 20, and she will be a junior at Eastern. Mm-hmm. She's going to school to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And then the baby is Sydney, and she'll be a senior at East High.
And she just recently won a beauty pageant.
She did. Saturday night, she was crowned Miss Spencer County Fair.
Yeah.
So she's into the pageants, and she's excited. So
good. So you were raised up in this atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you knew.
That's all I knew.
Was this.
Yep.
What happened, I guess, was in 1998, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like every other mom and pop place, the big box stores just kind of took over?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you know, just gas was, I can't remember. I remember seeing a sign that it was like 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the bypass was built, I can remember we had an account with the people that was building the Elmo Greer and Son,
mm-hmm.
and they just really kept our business going as far as selling gas and lunch mm-hmm. items and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So when all that happened and then all these other little stores come in, you know, it just kind of, my mom and dad were just tired. And so they just decided that, you know, it was time to retire. And we've continued to farm. And
now he helps out with David, doesn't he? Or he did?
He has.
Yeah,
but now he just farms.
Okay. Did Brenda go to work anywhere after
she
that?
Did. She went to Jessamine Counseling, and she was there, oh, goodness, I'm going to say about 12 years.
Yeah.
And then she's now retired and at home.
What about Patsy and Bruce?
Patsy still has retired. She has not worked outside the home prior to the store. But Bruce went to work for the county, the road department. And so he retired from there. It's been about 3 or 4 years ago, I believe.
Seen him. Haven't seen her for a while.
Yeah, she doesn't get out much. She likes to be home. So,
you know, growing up in this county, we grew up in the Union Mill area. David had grandparents out in the Sufferwell area. So, you know, I can grow up remembering Stinnett's Grocery, the little. David would remember Briner's Grocery. Of course, you had all kinds of little mom and pops all around the county, you know, whether it was Little Hickman with the Montgomery's, the Teeters on South 20. They were everywhere. Was that kind of, well, let me back up. On those kind of stores, you know, I can remember being in there, especially in the summertime and in the fall, and all the farmers come in from the tobacco fields and they're sitting on the long benches around the fireplace and telling stories and all this kind of stuff. Because you all were in the city, did you have that kind of atmosphere, or was it different?
It was different. We didn't have a lot of people that would just come in off out of the tobacco field. We had a few, but our main business was the area, the neighborhood off of Shun, and a lot of, like you said, mentioned the schools. I mean, everybody stopped there. So between like 7:30 and 8:30, you couldn't find a parking spot.
Right.
I mean, it was just crazy. And the traffic there was just...
And, of course, that whole intersection has been a little bit reconfigured.
It has, yes.
In the past few years. It looks kind of like it did, but as far as the way the streets turn and all, you used to go down Maple Street, and, I mean, you just kind of leaned a little left, and you were in your parking lot.
Right.
If you could literally drive across your parking lot straight on to the Shun, in a way.
Right.
Did you all always have that back part, too,
that's
on there?
Yes. It was back, actually, I think there's an extra building that's back there now that we did not have, but we had right at the chain link fence, right at the end of Shun, at the stop sign there. So, and there was a little, like a little living quarters in the very back, that's where Marty lived for a while when he was younger. So,
now, as far as your stock is concerned, was it pretty much what you would find in a normal... Okay, let's say this. At the time, you had places like Thompson's Market, Thompson's Food Town.
Right.
You had the Kroger store. You had... I'm talking about these big stores. Mm-hmm. Was it pretty much the same, just a smaller amount?
Just a smaller amount. But we did have things there that you maybe couldn't find in those big stores.
Yeah.
That people would come in. You know, I can remember... A lot of the guys that would smoke pipes at the time would come in and get, I can't remember the name of the brand, but they would always say it was the best and freshest at Hager's Grocery.
Really?
Yeah.
And you wonder, you know, is it just something in their mind?
Right.
It's just kind of like the bologna.
Right.
You know, you would have to think that even though it was good bologna, it wasn't some special recipe you were buying out of some. But because it came from there. And, you know, another place that we had here in town on this side, John's Grocery, was a lot like Hager's in a way.
Yes.
And there was just something about, I can remember going in there, especially when I worked down at NVL, walking around the corner and going in there and having them cut, you know, the cheese or whatever for lunch. Mm-hmm. And it's just a different, I don't know if it's mental or what it is, but it's just different.
Yeah, and they did taste better. I mean, honestly, I don't know why, but.
Because you can go right now to a big box store and go to their deli counter and have meat cut. And it's
just not the same.
It's not.
Mm-mm. It's not. You know, I can remember they had a routine there. Every morning they would cut up the lettuce, the tomatoes, my mom and Patsy. And everything was clean and you knew that you were getting a good sandwich. And I think that's some of the things I miss the most is just the routine we had.
Yeah.
And how people just like to come in and talk and that sort of thing. So.
Is that what you miss the most? Is just that?
I think so. You know, sometimes the public can be hard to work with. And I think that's what had a lot to do with the reason that they sold it in 98, but they were just tired. But, you know, just a lot of memories. I know I go by there and I still look over on my way to work. I work at an elementary school here in town. And I go by there every single day on the way to work. And I still think there's Hager's, you know. And
right.
It's where I grew up.
Yeah.
And it'll always be Hager's, even in talking to people.
Sure it will.
They'll be like, oh, I went down the wreck, was in front of Hager's Grocery. And I'm like, wow, people do remember
and
that.
And you know that's true, even today. And then there have been people that I've run into, and and not necessarily the people that are newer to the community, mm-hmm. but people that have been around here for a while, if you say, and I think now there's some kind of a antique thrift store, something in there.
Yes.
But if you say something about that area of town, all you have to do is say Hager's Grocery, right. and they know, even though it's mm-hmm. been closed now for, 20 years?
Yeah, Savannah is 20, and she was six months old that year when they closed. Yeah.
People still know. Yeah. That's what we're talking about is Hager's Grocery, and it will always be known as that. And, of course, I can understand, as you drive by, mm-hmm. you know, you have to think, well, I remember the time that maybe my sister and I did this mm-hmm. there and this there and what happened there and happened there. They did have, I forgot, though, they did have the gas pumps right mm-hmm. out front, didn't they? There was a couple of them, I think.
Yes, there was two. And at the time, you know, you didn't pump your own. We came out and pumped it for you. So I can always remember, you know, it would be quiet in the store in the afternoon and someone would pull up for gas and my mom would holler, "Gas, Butch," you know, so he'd run out there and pump the gas. It was just something we did.
You know, it's just amazing and it's generational. You know, the way that you guys had to operate in the 70s, 80s on up to closing was a whole lot different than your great granddad did in 1954. Yes. It's generational.
Yes.
And the way that things operate now mm-hmm. are completely different. I don't know that you could even find a gas station anymore that pumps gas for you. I don't know if it exists unless you go somewhere in the maybe
way out somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, out in the boonies of some state that's just.
Yes.
But it's just so, everything is so automated and we're in a hurry mm-hmm. is what it is. You know, even you're talking about those same, I mean, I don't even know around here a place that you can go, it might be, and order that bologna and cheese sandwich anymore. I don't know.
I don't think so, but I would like to know where it is.
I would too. But it's not necessarily the food. It's the personalities. Mm-hmm. It's the interaction with people you know.
Yes.
That people are, they're from me, they're from your area here in mm-hmm. town that, and I'm sure that over in that area, and folks, if you're really new to our community and wondering where this place is, there's Lindell over there, there's Cedar Lane. You also had a pretty thriving barbershop right across the corner with Jim Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And did a lot of those people in that community, did they do a lot of shopping there? I mean, or was most of the sales two or three things?
It was two or three things, yeah. You may have someone who would come and fill up the counter, was what we would say. You know, that would be a big order.
Yeah.
But mainly it was gas, cigarettes, and drinks. Those are the three things that they sold a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
And candy. So, you know, kids would love coming in there and getting the little penny candy and
those best I can remember, didn't they have a big shelving unit behind the counter with all that on it?
The candy bars, and they were in the original boxes, so you just reach in and grab one, and yep.
Yeah, special kind of thoughts, and it's a shame, Carmen, mm-hmm. that our kids can't experience that mm-hmm. because it is a whole different world. It was a whole different way of doing things. You mentioned the price of gas. I remember in high school, the chorus were selling raffle tickets. And $1 a ticket, they were trying to raise money to go on some kind of a trip or something. And they sold $1 raffle tickets, and the grand prize was 100 gallons, not dollars worth, 100, mm-hmm. although it turned out to be the same.
Right.
Gallons of gas at the old East Service Station.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this girl in the chorus, and she was bugging me to death. And I bought one just basically so she'd quit bugging me. And I won.
You did.
And I remember, you're right about the gas, because I mm-hmm. remember it was 100 gallons, and I remember I just won $100 worth of gas. Mm-hmm. Took me forever to use it.
Yeah,
that's hard to believe mm-hmm. that you could even. And you know what else was always hard for me to believe? You had basically two families plus your grandmother,
right?
That was being supported out of this mm-hmm. little store.
It's amazing.
So it really to was. Do that just tells you how popular mm-hmm. this place was. And I guess the big thing that I remember buying was the Mountain Dew and peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, I didn't put mine in Coke. I put it in Mountain Dew.
Right.
But you did have all those school kids that would stop.
And teachers and, you know, Frank Conyers every day. He would come in.
Yeah.
I can remember him coming in and always had something funny to say to everybody. So it was a community thing. It was not just the people that lived nearby. But
right.
So
you have to miss that.
Oh, yeah.
You have to miss that. And, you know, I know you and David are in retail and service, too, with the store you have now, but it's just different.
It is totally different. You can't even compare it. It's like nowhere near the same. But I think the thing that also my parents miss the most is, you know, friendships that they made.
Right.
And they still are in touch with some of those people, but a lot of those people, you know, you don't ever see anymore.
Yeah.
So that's how David and I met, was in that store.
Is it really?
Yeah. He would come in there and hang out, and of course, I was little, and he was 10 years older than me at the time, so it just kind of worked out, but that's where we originally met. So.
What about that?
Yep.
Yeah, you're married to an old man.
I know that, don't you?
Now, he's only a year older than me, but he's still he's an old man. David Poor, her husband, by the way, son of Kurt and Gail Poor here in town, for those older listeners that might realize who we're talking about. You know, if you... And you know about this because you're a member of it, but our Facebook group, our You Grew Up in Jessamine, if you get on there and you start talking to people and lists are made of places they remember, you know, one of those is Hager's Grocery.
Yes, I mean, you can mention,
you know, the Ward's Bakery and the Hempfills and the Yearwoods, and Hager's is right in there with it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those places that so many people... Even though it might be for a Mountain Dew and peanuts,
right,
but they still were there for it, on their way to school or on their way home from school, or, you know, all this stuff. It was just a unique little place, situated in the right place, mm-hmm, to serve the community. And I just hate that it's not still around.
I know.
You know, that's one of those things that we can look back and at least we can say we remember when.
That's right.
It was
that's
the good
right.
old days. The good old days. Any last thoughts about your memories of Hager's?
You know, just like I said, we've made so many friends in there. And, you know, I can remember kids I went to school with now. We have kids that, mm-hmm, that I remember I met in the store. So mm-hmm, mainly the memories, I think.
Yeah. Special place. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you coming in and sharing with us. Yeah. And be sure to tell your folks Patsy and Butch too. Butch and Bruce. I always used
to confused.
I did used to get those confused growing up.
Yeah.
I think there's probably times that I would go in the store and call one thing and one the other. But wish them all well for us. And we remember Hager's Grocery, an icon place in our community that a lot of us old folks remember and really wish was back.
Thank you.
My thanks to Carmen for coming in this morning and remembering Hager's Grocery, a place that a lot of us visited, especially before and after school. I appreciate you coming in also for All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next Saturday morning at 11. Don't forget, I have an early morning show here, too. We get you up and moving every weekday from 6 to 8 on Jess FM 105.9.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm Agent Randall Tuning in Nicholsville, and if you're one of them, I can help you get to a better state because me and my team will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it, from cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Call me, State Farm Agent Randall Tuning, at 887-1243 and officially get to a better state with State Farm.